Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When I first started in the ministry, under the ministry of Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr., I didn't know why. But there'd be times he'd just read a chapter. He'd just reading it word for word. And I'm getting all kind of stuff out of it. While he's reading, I'm thinking, wow, I never saw that when I read it. Why? He's reading it with faith.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, come on, can you see this?
Yeah.
What did he do? He had that test tube.
Yeah, yeah.
Full of that high octane.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Believe him, God.
Yeah.
And he took it and he's reading it. And what's he doing? He's mixing faith with what he's reading. He's actively believing for life and revelation to be released while he's reading it. That's why you're seeing things you hadn't seen before, and you're hearing things and getting things and being quickened. You can do that every day when you read your chapter. Your level of faith might not be as high as somebody else's today, but that's how you get there. It's by just keep exercising it, keep exercising it. Oh, do you believe it, saints? Do you believe it? Where are we? Romans 10. How do you believe God? With your heart. Go back to Proverbs 4, please. With the heart, man believes. Not with your intellect. That's been confusing to some folks because they say, well, I know all those scriptures. Well, that don't mean a thing. That don't mean you have any faith. I can quote all those scriptures. That doesn't mean you have any faith. Because you can quote scriptures. The devil quotes scriptures. Right? He doesn't have faith. No. Knowing something is not the same thing as having faith. Knowledge is of the head. Faith is of the heart. Let me give you some things about the heart that'll stir you up. How to identify my heart. How can I distinguish between my heart and my head? It's not as difficult as it might sound. You ever loved anybody?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you do that with your head?
Nope.
You loved them with your head.
No.
With your intellect.
No, sir.
I have carefully considered this for some length of time. And have come to the undeniable conclusion that I love you. No, you don't love with your head. The heart can sorrow. The heart can be glad. The heart can be elated. The heart can be broken. The heart can be troubled. The heart can be comforted. Your heart can be right with God or not right with God. Your heart can be humble. Your heart can be proud. Your heart can be unbelieving. Or your heart can be believing and faithful. You can harden your heart. Or you can be tender-hearted. This is not knowledge. This is not thinking. This is not reasoning. You're never going to understand everything about this. You just have to make a choice. How is it that the blood of Jesus washes me from my sin? You're never going to understand all of that yet. It's a choice. You hear it, you either believe it or you don't. And when you make the choice to believe it, even though you don't understand all of it or you don't see how, You just took some faith and poured it. And it begins to set off a chain reaction. Hallelujah. And your eyes begin to get enlightened and you begin to get quickened. And a whole lot of things is better felt than telt anyway. Well, I don't understand all that. Yeah, but let's have some more of it. That was good. That was, woo. Folks think, I don't understand all y'all hollering around and dancing. Well, you just ain't been there. Come here and get some and you'll know what we're talking about. These things are real. It's not just unstable people acting out emotionally. Now, there may be some of that somewhere, but not all of it. There is reality in God. Oh, hallelujah. There is being so full of the Spirit until you laugh and cry at the same time and you talk in tongues and sing and fall out and jump up and don't know what to do with yourself. And if you've never experienced it, you just haven't gone far enough and you haven't mixed enough faith with this. So don't knock it and don't reason yourself out of a great blessing. God sees the heart. He knows the heart. That's what He's looking at. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks through all of it and right down into the core of your being. He knows your intentions. He knows your purposes. Doesn't He? He knows your heart. And that's the same part of your being you love with. It's what you believe with. It's a choice. Trust. Same part you love with is the part you trust with. You can say, I don't understand all that, but I just trust them. That's not intellectual. I just trust them. Well, we trust Him. And we trust His Spirit. And we trust His Word. Hallelujah, that it is doing and it will do exactly what He sent it to do. The Bible said He sent His Word. Help me out. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Singers and players, come on back up to the platform. Oh, thank you, Lord. I feel a song coming on. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Go with me to John 7 and get ready. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He said, I didn't read the verses. I need to finish those verses and then we'll read John 7. He said, guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. Did you hear that? I'm going to read you some other translations. Amplified, Proverbs 4:23. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Out of what? Out of what? The Bible says Christ is in our heart by faith. And out of our heart flow the springs of life. Thank you, Lord. God's Word says, God's Word translation says, guard your heart more than anything else. Because the source of your life flows from it. The NIRV says, above everything else, guard your heart. It's where your life comes from. It's where your life comes from. Where? Well, that's what Romans 10 was talking about. You don't have to try to get God to come down from heaven to heal you. You know what he said? You don't have to get God to... What did he say? It's as close as your mouth and your heart. Why? Because where is he after all? And out from where he is flow the springs of life. Oh, somebody say, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. It's working in me. Working in me in John. The 7th chapter. Turn over there, please. John 7:37. 7:37, Jesus said that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. That means he got loud. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38, he that believes on me, anybody in here believe on him? Yes. Come on, it's a choice. He that believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Is this us?
Yes.
Do you believe on him?
Yes.
Is he in you?
Yes.
We should be so aware and vigilant about what we let come in us. Because it can contaminate you. It can defile you and affect every part of your being. We should be very selective about what we let go in our ears and get in our hearts. Because the only thing we want affecting our heart is the one who made our heart. We want the life that comes from Him flowing in and flowing out. Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Is he in you?
Yes.
If he that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised him up will also quicken your mortal body.
Yes.
That's this one right here.
Yes.
Not incorruptible, mortal.
Yeah.
Your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. Oh, put your hands on your belly. Say, rivers of living water flow out of me. Rivers of living water flow out of me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.